Thank you for sticking with us here at Rosie on the House, or if you're just joining the conversation, reset the stage. Randy Cole, Fox Valley Electric and Solar, is joining us in studio. Randy, you joined us with the Kohler rep last year talking about the backup generators that y'all install for customers, and our interest with that has always been, you know, we do a lot of our own, we raise our own beef, so we've got massive freezers that we keep, you know, when you... It's not like going to the store and getting enough for the week. When you harvest your beef, you get hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So you got to be able to store that. And that's always been our biggest thing. What if we lost power? How long are we able to keep this?
Right.
But you've got it to the next level. And guys like us that live rural, you know, this, we're already kind of a lot of the independent type as it is already. So it's even... you know, being even that much more independent from the grid with now you've got on, in addition to the backup generator, you've got the solar and the battery combo that you've packaged together.
Correct. Yes. We get real excited about talking about different power solutions and how it can all work together.
Now, my son-in-law just visited last week and he bought himself a Tesla. And so I got, that was the first time I had to drive an electric vehicle. And I kind of looked around to see how big the battery bank was to propel this vehicle. Randy, if we're talking about battery backup for a home, are we talking about a battery the size of a suitcase or the size of a city bus?
A small city bus.
A small city bus.
I'm just kidding. It's more the size of a suitcase.
Is it?
Yes, but you're... if you remember, each house is a different house, and each homeowner's goal is a different goal. So some homeowners might want a lot of battery for their goals. Some homeowners might want a smaller battery and coupled with a generator. So there's different ways and calculations that go into that. So once you do a site visit, you get a whole better idea.
I was surprised in talking to my son-in-law. He bought the Tesla used. And I said, well, how long do you know those batteries last? Because that, in that car, that's the most expensive thing. How long will these batteries that get, really, they probably get very little use sitting in your garage connected to your panel. How long could we expect them to last?
At least 10 years. At least 10 years. And like most of your solar panels are warrantied for 25 years, and batteries can be warrantied for 10 and more.
Okay. And generally speaking, you'd be talking about a 15 kW solar system that's going to be how big an array of panels?
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it'd probably be 35 or so.
35, or about 35 panels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or more, yeah.
Say, and then you're feeding or you're coexisting with a battery that's the size of a or a few suitcases.
Correct.
And then we've got that married to a generator that's about the size of a...
An air conditioner. Right.
I'm just trying to think through the space requirements for all of these things. And that's if you've already got the natural gas. If you've got requirements for propane, then you're going to need a little bit of space for your propane tank as well.
Correct. That's correct. And, of course, the solar's rooftop. And then the battery can be placed a lot of different creative places. The generator can be placed outside, usually 18 inches from the home, but we try to keep it away from operable windows or doors for exhaust fumes in the event that it's running.
And this battery, that you mentioned a 10-year warranty and even further. How does it work? So, you know, I'm assuming it's a rechargeable battery. It's not like you know, a Duracell. You buy a AA battery and... however much juice is in it is it. That's it. When it's done, it's done. I'm assuming these are rechargeable, and either the solar or the grid is recharging them after use.
That's correct. And you can program it and have it discharge when you want it to discharge. It can discharge at night and use it then. You can discharge it during peak hours and use it then.
Like that.
You can
eliminate that peak demand.
You can use it only for backup. You can do all kinds of different ways a system can be installed.
I never even thought it. So using it, I'm still thinking that this is completely backup, but the battery, you could be used daily.
That's correct. Yeah, and that exercises it. And then there's obviously apps that you can use to monitor the whole thing as far as how much power it's got in it, how much power it's releasing, how much power it needs to go to full charge, et cetera.
Now, is it multiple apps? So you've got an app for the battery and an app for the generator? Because I'm assuming they're separate manufacturers and there isn't like one central app yet that would control them both.
We like to use Enphase a lot of times, and Enphase has a central, and they create that smart switch, and so we can keep the products the same oftentimes. But we can use SolarEdge, we can use other brands and manufacturers. It depends on the customizing that system.
We're talking with Randy of Fox Valley Electric and Solar. The basic solar installation is one option. The better option, if you're looking for absolute grid reliability and security, would be that solar grid with a generator backup. And then if you wanted to back that up with a battery backup, you could put all three of these components to work for you at your house. And talk through all you're accomplishing with that investment.
Well, first of all, you don't have a power bill. Okay, so not having a power bill helps pay for all of this and more and put some money in your pocket. So the solar system takes care of your power needs, and it works with the grid. So the grid is feeding back and forth. Your battery can actually help you have a smaller solar array because you're going to use that battery power in certain situations that gets programmed. And then you have a generator there. That's also there so that it feeds into this smart switch. So regardless of the power situation from the power grid, then you always have power in your home seamlessly.
Okay, and Randy, I can't tell you the hours I have to spend with some people when I'm trying to teach them super cooling, teaching them how to program just their thermostat. My air conditioning contractors hate it. When I'm teaching homeowners how to program the thermostat, they put in a programmable thermostat. They look at the homeowner and say, don't touch this. I mean, you're talking about a fairly intricate system. It's homeowner manageable?
Absolutely, yeah. And we monitor it as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. We can monitor it as well, or not, if that's what you prefer. But yeah, we can monitor it as well and look for, you know, watch for different alerts and the health of the system.
The eye in the sky.
Optional. No, I like the generator that kicks on once a week for 15 minutes and tells you, yep, I'm fine. Yeah. And then notifies you, hey, if I'm not, well, then it's on you to now call the contractor. But if you guys wanted, if the homeowner wanted, you know, y'all offer that service to them, hey, you know, Jane Smith, mm-hmm. This is Randy. We've noticed the backup generator that we installed for you 2 years ago had a system error. Can we schedule a guy to come out and service it?
That's correct. And that's what the monitoring does. And same thing with the solar system too. The panels will report if they're not working up to their peak performance or not working at all. And we can address that if they wish.
Now, as you continue to grow and find new ways and power solutions, last week when APS and SRP were in here and talking about, you know, all the different power sources, coal, electric, natural gas, nuclear, it got to wind and methane. Are you going to do wind turbines or is there anything like with the plumbing methane in the future that we're going to add some additional features on?
No thoughts of that yet. Methane, I hadn't thought about, and I kind of agree with what they said about the wind is when you need it the most. Right now it's 115 degrees outside, and the leaves aren't rustling, and you might be warm in here.
Yeah, there's a reason those are in certain areas around the country, because that's where the wind is.
Right.
But I was just kind of curious of thinking through all the, you know, this trifecta that you've got here with the generator and the battery and the solar is pretty neat, but it just got my brain thinking, what else power generation wise as a homeowner could be coming down the line in the future?
It's hard telling. There's a lot out now that we never thought we'd see.
Boy, that's for sure. Amen to that, Randy. So when PG&E in California had their failures 2 years ago, we got a huge spike of interest in generators at Rosie on the House. Lots of questions. That was a summer situation and wildfires. Then Texas has the freeze, and boy, we were run over by requests for generators and backup power. That's really what drove us to get APS and SRP in here to talk about the reliability of the Arizona grid and did we have anything to worry about. And after that conversation, it again drove a big spike of interest from our listeners about, well, what, okay, so I believe APS and SRP are reliable and they've got a good track record, but what if I want some independence and some autonomy? That's why we thought we'd bring you in today to kind of talk through this multi-layered approach that you've developed.
I appreciate that. And SRP and APS, they are both great companies that work very hard and have a good track record, like you said. The problem is that no one knows the future, not even them. And as hard as they work, they have a fickle system to work with. There's a lot of different generating points that they all bring together and loads that are coming on and off that they're managing and supplying, and they do their absolute very best. But there's always that something, sometime, that happens, whether it's a car accident or a wildfire or a monsoon storm or who knows what.
You want to really let this system pay for itself is when an extended outage may happen and just charge your neighbors $10 an hour to come sit in your air conditioning.
Yeah, I have a friend in Florida. That's that very thing. The last hurricane that came through, his generator kicked on, and he ran off generator for a week.
He housed a lot of neighbors, didn't he?
And he had a lot of extension cords going to refrigerators too.
Oh yeah, I bet he did. We experienced the same thing with our families down in South Louisiana. So it's Fox Valley Electric and Solar. The owner's Mr. Randy Cole. They are Rosie on the House certified. And their phone number is 623-587-7370. What's the process, Randy? We may want to talk about this in the last segment, but be thinking about this. As an owner now who has had my curiosity piqued, now I want to visit with someone. Let's talk about what that phone call sounds like and what does it cost for me, the Arizona homeowner, to get an analysis of how all of this could be put to work on my property. So that's what we'll talk about when we get back. What's that first phone call sound like? What are you going out there and assessing? What does the assessment cost? What's included in it? And what will we get out of that first meeting? So all of that, for those of you that have kind of perked your ears up as to what we're talking about here, stay tuned. When we get back, that's exactly where we're going to be taking this conversation.